Gordon, who can't be goyim? Ashat of Shamal, Ashat of Shamal, the Rasha Sam Niponecha, the Rashto Isam, the Yashafta Biarza. So, what's going on in this puzzle? Hashem is going to cut off the nations which you are coming there to Loreshes Isam. Now, we had that word before. We learned that dispossessed. That was a good word. That was correct. According to the Targum, from before you, you will inherit them. See, this is a very good puzzle because in this puzzle, Gataka compares the word Loreshes to the word Viorashta. We had a discussion last week's parasha, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, what is the true definition of the word Loreshes? You can argue that the word Yoresh means Yerusha, Reishin. Who says the word Loreshes means to get rid of, to push out? Maybe it means to disinherit. Loreshes, I assume, is disinherit. So the Targum says, no. It does not mean disinherit. It means to purge. How did the Targum know that? Well, this pasuk is a great source, because this pasuk, there are two words that are back to back. Loreshes oisam, miponecho, viorashto oisam. No, I say now, maybe not. Maybe, you know, you're gonna disinherit them. And you will become the inheritors. Obviously not. The word Loreshes is a completely different word. It means to push out, dispossess. And Virashta means inherit. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Vashteta and Hilga Rashi. There is no Rashi. What does it say in the Targum? The Targum, I have to go find the Targum. Rabbi Lazer, he told me how to do this, you know? He told me how to do this. Every time I did, I think of Rabbi Lazer, he told me how to go find Ulva Farshan
about it.
Yeah, we got it. You told me how to do this. Are Yishaitse Hashem Lakach. So what does it mean Yachris? Yach means Yachris is Yishaitse, to cut off. This word Yishaitse, I always tell us over, say us over, is the most popular word in the whole Targum. He says this word a million times. Why? Because now I understand why. Because the Targum simplifies the Hebrew language by translating many Hebrew words with the same word. And there are so many words in the Bible that talk about cutting off people. Kares, and Shvira, and Hashmada, and Shivroin. I don't know, there are so many different words in Tanakh that in Hebrew mean to break, to cut, to destroy, to obliterate, to annihilate. There are so many Hebrew words. It's a very violent language. Lashon HaKodesh, there are many words that talk about getting rid of, you know, punishment. And the Targum Kedargoy, whose goal is to simplify the language, translates all of those words. You have to pay attention to this. All of those words with the same exact word. Yishaitse, that same shoresh, shin and etzadi, yishaitse, Hashem will destroy, will cut off, Hashem will lukach yos amemaya, the nations, the ato'at, olel lisamon. Olel means to come, to enter, there, shama, lisorocha, yosoi, lisorocha. We once spent time on this in the Sefer. It means to purge from them, Mikod the Machon before you, Viseras. Viseras means inheritance. Yosoin, you will inherit them. Viseras Yosoin, Visesabi Arahoin, and you will live in their land. So let's take a quick peek and see if there's any interesting comment here in Parashas Re'eh in the Ma'at Tzori. I recommended this sefer to a big Rosh Hashiva. And he told me very recently that he, I got him very curious about, and he went and he found it. He told me it's online. You can get the whole thing in Oitzah Chochma. I'm shocked. The whole sefer is in Oitzah Chochma. Probably an older edition. This is the fourth edition already. So he told me he was looking. He was very impressed with the sefer, the Ma'at Sari. Okay, so it says over here. Shlishi, this is Perek Yud Aleph, right? This possibly Perek Yud Aleph, and it's the last pasuk. It's not the last pasuk. per yud aleph ki sachris, but it's pasuk 29. Okay, v'hoya, I'm in the wrong pack. Doesn't make sense. I'm in the wrong parak over here. Probably the wrong parak here. I'm all mixed up here. 29. Here it is. Yeah. Okay, the targum pasuk of tes. Let's see if he has any hidden gems. L'meiras. Kerashbam l'reshes loshen. Oh, look at this. Look, you know, l'meiras. That's the second word. Viseras. Ooh, what's going on over here? Amaydi alul l'salman l'sarachon. No. Am I reading the right pasuk? Pasuk of the kiyachris. When are yishaytze Hashem elokach yos hamad da'at alul l'salman l'meiras. What do we have? Wow! I cannot believe what I'm seeing here. I cannot believe this. This is amazing. Okay, it was kedai the whole shit just for this. This chumash that I have in front of me, you tell me what it says in your chumash, has a different targum than what it says over here in the targum. Over here on the screen it says, Arei yishaytze Hashem elokach yos amemaya di'at olel l'samon l'sorocho. In this edition, this chumash that I'm reading from, which is just a chumash, which is the ma'at, sorry, his chumash, it's Arei yishaytze Hashem elokach yos amemaya di'at olel l'samon l'meiras yos hoin min kodamach v'seras yos hoin. He has a different girsa. What do you have in your chumash? Does anyone have a chumash in front of you? Mr. Rappo, you have a chumash in front of you?
Yes.
What does it say in the Targum? Read the Targum, Pasuk Chav Tes. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes.
Perek what?
Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes.
Chav Tes. Chav Tes. Arei Yishe'etze Hashem Elokoch Yod Am Moya Di'at Olel Satong L'Torocha.
Oh, L'Torocha. So what it says in your Chumash is what it says here on the screen. L'Sarocha. What Chumash are you reading from?
Of course. Archbold, but it has in parentheses another word for L'Sarocha, L'Meiras.
Oh, yeah, both. Impressive. Impressive. So you have both. Rabbi Lazer, right. What do you have? Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Chav Tes. Rabbi Lazer, what do you have? What do you have in your chumash? You're on mute. Rabbi Lazer, you're on mute. You're on mute, Rabbi Lazer. You're on mute.
I have hard time to read because very small print. Mine is very small.
All right, okay, no problem. No problem. So this is a shocking thing here. I don't remember ever learning something like this, that you have mamish and machlekes is what the girsa is. And the machlekes and the girsa is a major difference because we spent a lot of time on this. So I don't remember, it was last week or 2 weeks ago. What is the word loreshes? We had the word loreshes back, I don't know when, either 2 weeks, 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the word loreshes. And we spent time, but the word loreshes there was translated by the Targum l'sorocha, and the word l'sorocha he cited other psukim, it means to purge, to remove, to dispossess, as it says over here in the English. The English, it says to enter and dispossesses. And now see, there's a very big problem over here. You see, there's a mistake in the English. See, we got them over here. See, we got Sepharia. Look what it says: when God has cut down before you the nations that you are about to enter and dispossesses, and you have dispossessed them. The English translates the word loreshes to mean dispossess, and the word viorashta oisam dispossesses them. Impossible. No one says that. Everyone says that the word viorashta means inherit. The machloikis is what does it mean the word loreshes? Does the word loreshes means to disinherit? Or does it mean to purge? To give a kick, get out of here. You were never the Yershin. It's a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina is the goyim, that lived in the land. It's a very, very yesoidus. This is a mamash, a yesoid in understanding how Eretz Yisrael. Is it the Pshat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and Hashem, the Kananim lived in the land until they entered? And is it the Pshat that the Goyim were Yoyuish, the land legally, Eretz Yisrael? And when Klal Yisrael came along, we disinherited them. We took away their Yerusha. Why? Because they don't deserve it. Is that the Pshat? Or no? The Goyim were squatters. They were occupiers. They never lived in the land legally as Yorshim of the land. Somehow, from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, at some point after the Mabul, there was Noach, children, grandchildren, the Kanaan. Somehow, they ended up taking possession, a hostile takeover of the land. But they were never the legal owners of the land. The legal owner of the land was Klal Yisrael. Or no one. And now when we came into the land, we now took possession as a Yoyresh because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, we becoming a Yoyresh, does that mean that the people that were there was a Yoyresh before us and we took away their legal Yerusha? No. They were squatters. They were living in the land. They were occupiers. And we told them, the honeymoon is over. Get out of here. No more can you live in this land. This is not your land. Get lost. That is the naftamina, the word loreshes oisam. If the word loreshes means lisorocho, it means that the goyim, they never ever had possession of the land. They were squatters, occupiers. They were just there. They were guests. And now, get out. Get out, you give them a kick, and you force them out of the land. But if you learn, the girsa should be the girsa. The other girsa, which in the art school has both, the other girsa, pasuk chav tes, which is limeras. Oh, tremendous nafkamin in hashkafa. It means that the goyim, once upon a time, owned the land b'Yerusha. And now we're coming to take away their Yerusha, and it's becoming our Yerusha. Because this is very unique.
What does Rashi say in the Bereishis? What does Rashi say?
Rashi, so let me go back to Bereishis. Rashi, oops, I pressed the keys here by mistake.
Rashi says that it was that we were given Loresha.
No, but I know what we were given. The question was, what were the Goyim given until now? Of course we get it. The question is, the Goyim that had it.
They were Rishon.
100%. But the question is, until they were kicked out. They kicked out no matter what.
If they were there temporary, then it's no big deal.
Exactly. Then it's no big deal. But if they were there, they originally had the land B'Yerusha.
Right,
and then we kicked them out. Rishon, right? So, I guess, what is the practical halachic nafkamina? I don't know. But there's something significant. There's something like, is that if they didn't listen to...
practical do we see? That you had to destroy all the... You had no rachmanis on the Kedani Yachit Yama. You had to... how do you call it?
Obliterate them. So what does Rashi say? I'm going to hear the first Rashi. Bereish. I'm going to be saying, Lo hoyu tzorach al haskel el azatar ela mi achoyt rolechem roshi mitzav yishoyt nishnit stav yishrol. Uma tam posach be Bereish. We should be koyach mazuk liyamo. Lo say tzorachem nachlas goyim. Oh, look at this.
Nachlas
goyim. Unbelievable. Nachlas goyim. A nachla, which means that the goyim, it was taka theirs, benachala. And because of their rishis, Shem Yoyim Hu Musa Olam Belisha Listen About Them. Shem Givash Ma Arts Hashem Zagoy Mishayim Amir Olam Kol Arit Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Hu Barov and Nosna Lasha Yosha Beinav Beretzayin Ha'nit Nelechem Beretzayin Ha'nit Lo Mehem V'nit Lanu. Rashi, the begin, says it's Nachal Askoyim. Pile Ploim. Nachal Askoyim. Over here...
It's also by Avraham Avinu, when he came, he didn't let his camels eat because... It was
a nachala to them. He's saying very good. It's a nachala. If they're squatters, you want to be a squatter, I'll also be a squatter.
Right.
So he's saying,
you're
saying,
so,
So you're saying over here that the correct girsa is you're a fan of what it says in the art scroll in the parentheses, not what it says over here. Now what it says over here, I lost the place of. Now what it says over here in the screen. On the screen it says the word lisarocha. In the Chumash that I have, it says, no, that's the wrong word. It's not what it's supposed to say. It's supposed to say l'meiras. And on the bottom of the page over here, it says l'meiras means a Yerusha. It means we're Yerusha. And then the next word is, you're going to dispossess them. You're going to, l'arso means to dispossess, to oiker the Yerusha. And instead, v'yorashta, you, Klal Yisrael, are now going to take possession of Lin as a Yerusha. Okay, this is good stuff. They don't teach you this stuff in yeshiva. This is good stuff over here. What it means over here, there's this word in Italian.
You never found a Lubavitcher Sefer, right? I would not be interested.
Oh, no, okay. Tonight, why don't you call me tonight at 11:30? Call me at 11:30. You're still up at 11:30? Call me at 11:30 to remind me. 11:30 tonight. I know we're
exactly... That's your alarm clock on your phone.
If I'll set it tonight, I'll never forget to turn it off. It'll go off every night. Okay, that's what it says on the bottom. L'resh l'rosh yivush l'fi zaha mila miponecha musa l'rosh apasa kalema kiyachas miponecha. V'yesh v'ar shakol magam shabba l'rosh shorosh yorash min akhal yirusha v'lo yiglosh n'gerishin v'shiluach. Okay, that's what it says. Unbelievable. Next pasuk. Pasuk 30. Pasuk 30, Yisham l'cho yishu watch, be guard, on guard. Pen tinoke shachareihem. And what does that mean? Do not be lured. Okay, that's how the English, that's how it translated lured. That's not the right word. Okay, I love doing this. I love attacking it. You know the Maisa? The Maisa, a guy who hasn't learned his whole life. He doesn't go to work. He doesn't work a day in his life. And he's in kollel his whole life. Achamei Avesh, when he comes to Shema, and Hashem says, "Nu, what did you accomplish in your life? You didn't work a day in your life. You went to kollel your whole life. So let me give you a bechina on kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula." So the guy says, no. I went to yeshiva. You know, we learned the yeshiva shemesachdis. Okay, I'll give you a bechina on the yeshiva shemesachdis. No. We never learn more than a couple of daf. Okay, I'll give you a bechina on a couple of daf of each person. No. Then this. I'm just going one thing to another. And the guy keeps on saying, "What did you accomplish your whole life? You sat and learned. What did you accomplish?" And it gets worse and worse. So the Sasha, okay, I'll tell you what. To go to Gan Eden, tell me a shtickle Torah. Tell me a shtickle. Say a chabura. say a vart. Say a shtickle Torah. So the guy says, "No. I can't even do that." So Hashem says, "You spent your whole life learning. How am I going to let you go to Gan Eden if you have nothing to show for yourself?" So he says, "I'll tell you what, I have an idea. Ribbono shel Olam, you say a shtickle Torah, and I'll slug it up." Sad. It's bitterly sad, because unfortunately, many people fit in that category. They just know how to slug someone up. They only know how to destroy. They don't know how to build. So you see, I'm unfortunately in that category over here. I couldn't write a translation. My life depended on it. And I'm here, big mach over here. I'm telling you that I don't like what it says over here. It says, "Penti nokeish achareihem," you'll be lured into their ways. That's not really what it means. The word tinokesh means you will stumble. Being stumbling is not the same as being pulled in. Lured means someone's gonna go like, "Come, I have some candy for you. Let me give you some candy. Come, little boy." That's lured. No, isn't that what it means, lured? Tinokesh means to trip. You're walking down the street, and there's a rock, there's a cracked sidewalk, and you trip. So it says over here, I take issue with what it says lured, but who knows? Maybe I'm probably wrong, like I always am. Hisham pen tinokesh achareihem. Let's see. Acharei hisham dam miponech. After you destroy them from before you. Okay, before we said Loreshes, now we say Hishamdom. We're going to Naya Madrega. First you dispossess them, you disinherit them, and now we go to a new Madrega of Hishamdom. Then Pentidrosh Lelohehem Lemar, and lest you seek out their guard, saying, "Eicho yavdu hagoyim wa ila es Elohehem, the esekein gam oni." Let me do the same thing. Notice the word Eicha. Eicha is a very powerful word. That's the word of the Churban Yerushalayim. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed from the Zohar Gili Raish Vichastamim. Eicha Yavdu HaGoyim Ho'ela Es Eloheihem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi in this pasuk says, Peng, a lot of Rashi here. Rashi Penti Nokesh, Uncle Lister Gim Loshon Mokesh. Okay, so Rashi, you know one thing you know, one thing that we learned from this year. If Rashi has to quote Unkelus, fasten your seatbelt. We have trouble. Obviously, there's trouble. Anytime Rashi just ignores Targum, Rashi says his own pshat, and then you can figure out Rashi is politely giving musa to the Targum, you're wrong. Rashi over here, if you have to quote the Targum, like this is, here's where all the action goes. Unkel is tergim lashon mokesh. What is mokesh? Mokesh means a stumbling block. So let's try to look at the Targum. Targum says, istamar lucha, guard yourself. Dilma maybe, that's interesting. Also the word pen, he says dilma, titokal basrehoin. So he says the word titokal, takolo.
Here is Rabbi, Artscroll has also another word.
What does he say, Artscroll?
He says tiskel.
So what, a different word? Tiskel, a different word,
yeah.
Wow. Array, fascinating,
and
wow.
But inherent, this is the same word like it's on the screen.
So what is the word they have? I probably have it in my Chumash. Let me see over here what it says over here. Pasuk Lamed.
The art scroll in
Titkel, right? Titkel. Titkel. And in the print it says Titkel. 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 So what's the difference? Okay. So let's go see over here. Let me go right away. Jump over here to where it says. Okay. I have over here in this sefer. It says the word Titkel. What it does not say on the screen. It adds a yud in between. Kavanasa loshen moikesh, moikesh. It means a stumbling block. A moikesh, a stumbling block. V'chein perish radak, v'kuloshen echad b'sifrei. Tasek emasem yilchal lemoikesh will be a stumbling block. V'tirgim kuloshen akosav le'el, pen tivokesh. Ayin mashe kosav sham. V'chosvad rash, v'aniyomesh shaloi chosh, v'dakik b'loshen shaloi nimotzin nun, b'loshen yukash. You can't go into and translate the word tiskel. You don't find the word pentinokish. The word nun does not belong there. Valzeir hara aim shaitachin shigir shne shiroshim. Nikesh yokesh avod nyonim echod, kumo shakos radak, avl aimaral, vetsarachin, shirashi atzma al posig lamatam misnakesh, peish misnakesh, mevakesh takola, to seek trouble. Okay, so he's saying over here, he just says a lot of things over here. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, so we have over here, we have to see what he says over here. Unkel is tergim game loshen moikesh, a stumbling block. Vani oimer I say, shloi chosh ledatik beloshen. I say the Targum is wrong. He was not precise. Shloi motzinu nun beloshen yoikesh. The word yoikesh means to stumble, a stumbling block. Now, there are many binyanim. There are many ways that you can alter a word to reflect the present, the past, the future, him, her, possessive, all the different binyanim, the cause. There are many, you take the shoresh and you manipulate it using rules of grammar. There are 7 binyanim and there's past, present, future, v'chulu, v'chulu. I don't know any of this stuff. This is too confusing for me. But you take a word and you can manipulate it. In all of the various forms of manipulation of the word yokesh, none of them get a nun. So the fact that it says in the pasuk pen tinokesh, we have a nun in this word, right away is a red alert. Right away it sets off an alarm that this word cannot possibly be a word to mean a moikesh. A moikesh means a stumbling block. It cannot be, because if it's a stumbling block, that means that the shoresh is a yoikesh. Yod Kuf Shin, and all of the various forms of the word, you no way can you add the letter Nun into the word. So therefore, the word Tinokesh does not mean a stumbling block. What then does it mean? Even if Nikesh, Okay, I don't know what that means exactly. Let us say that the shoyresh of the word, I'm not sure what that means. Let's leave it out. I don't want to stop playing around with that. Ava, beloshin teruf the kishkush motzino nun. The loshin of teruf means tiruf adas. It means your mind, the kishkush. Kishkush means to shake. When a person is not settled, a person is not clear, his mind is not settled, he shakes. He is not in control of the situation. He's in a state of bewilderment, a state of confusion, a state of fear. And therefore, and he gives an example. V'arkuvase do l'do nokshan. Who does refer to? I think Doniel. His knees, I forgot, they're referring to Balshetzar. Balshetzar saw the handwriting on the wall, and Balshetzar began to shake. And it says that his knees began to shake and hit one another. So it says the arkuvase, his knees, and this is written in Aramaic. Da lida, one to another, nokshon, to bang. They were banging one against the other. They were no longer in a state of control. He lost control over his body. He was in such a state of terror that his body started shaking uncontrollably. You lose control, lose control. Okay, pen. So what does it mean? Pen titoref achareihem liyos koruch achar maaseihem. So what does that mean? The English. It sounds like that they were right, and I was wrong. Dvarim shamarti toros hem liyadi. He's translating lured, are being lured into their ways. You will gravitate. You will move towards the Avodah Zarah. So you see, I have to apologize to Sepharia. They were right. I said it means moikesh, a stumbling block, pen tin nokesh, and I didn't appreciate what Rashi says. I didn't see Rashi. I haven't learned Rashi in a long time. Rashi says it means no. The Targum is wrong. It does not mean a stumbling block. It means to bang, to be a lack of control. And it's used differently in different contexts. When Balshetzar, when he was terrified, his knees banged one against the other. Nokshon, to bang, which means to move, means to lose control. So therefore, what does it mean in this pasuk? That if you go and you leave in the land, Avodah Zarah, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to get curious. What is that? And you're going to move, you're going to gravitate. You will be lured. It's a great word. You're going to be lured after the Avodah Zarah to see what it is. And one thing leads to another. The slippery slope syndrome. Once you do it once, you do it a second time. You do it a third time. Before you turn around, you find yourself in a place that you never imagined you would be. Penti nokesh. You will be titoref. It's hard to translate in this context what it means with that. Titoref, you're going to be not in control of yourself. You're going to be lured to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer will take away your senses. Liyos koruch achar maasem v'chein yinakesh noshe l'chol asher lo. Yinakesh noshe normally means the creditor. He will bang everything that he has. Mekalelis arash liyos olav noshim v'yiyu machazirin umis nakshin achar momoinoi. In this pasuk, it's a curse. And it's saying that a person should have to have a lot of creditors. And the creditors, they come into the person's house and they touch everything. What can they take as collateral? What can they take as payment from a person who owes them money? Mekalis arash, davis curse from the rash, liyos olav should be upon him, noshim rabin, many creditors. V'yiyu machazirin, and the creditors will return every day to the person's home to find some assets that they can claim for payment for the loans. Umisnakshin, and they will bang achar momono. Does this mean they'll bang on the table? Where is my money? They'll bang on the table, or it means they'll go and they'll move everything around. They'll move all the furniture. Where is my money? Where did you hide it? And the floorboards? They'll rip up the whole house until they find the money. All right. So we take out of this over here a beautiful Rashi. Over here we have machlekes between Rashi and Unkelis. When it says, Yisham lucha penti nakesh acharehem, does that mean that the avodah will be a stumbling block? Or does it mean, tinakesh, you will be curious? And you will be in a state of tiruf hadas. Your mind will lack discipline. The Yetzirah to follow after the Avodah Zarah will overwhelm you, and you will be lured after the Avodah Zarah. Next words of Rashi, Acharei Hishamada Miponecha, Achashetiyah She'ashmide Miponecha, after it will happen when Hashem, I will destroy them from before you, Yesh L'cholos Tetzlebe Me'moh Nishmidu Elu. So you should pay attention. You should ask yourself the question, why them and not us? Why did Hashem destroy them, did not destroy us? Because of their terrible sins. The lesson is, if you follow in their ways, someone will come and destroy you. Just like you came and destroyed them because of their evil deeds, if you don't want someone to do to you what you did to them, don't go and behave like them. Don't go in their evil ways. What is it? When it comes to an idol, Torah says a person worships an Allah's Chayiv Misa. What exactly is defined as worship? How does one become Chayiv Misa for worshiping an idol? What exactly does one need to do to be Chayiv Misa? So the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah says, the rules are very simple. Whatever you do for Hashem, if you do that for an idol, Chayiv Misa. What do you do for Hashem? You do Shechita, you take an animal and you slaughter it. You sprinkle the blood, you pour wine libations, you with any avoida, zibuach means to slaughter an animal in front of it, kitor to offer kitoires in front of an animal, nisuch to pour wine in front of an idol. These are things that we do in the Beis Hamikdash to serve Hashem. Anything that you do in the Beis Hamikdash to serve Hashem, if you do exactly that to an idol, that is what creates a Chiyuv Misa. What else? V'hishtachavo, to bow down. Because in the Beis Hamikdash it says, V'hishtachavis l'fnei Hashem elokecha, bowing down. Well, how do you know this? Bilti l'Hashem levadei. Only that, these things that you do are only for Hashem. To bow down, to bring sacrifices, which means to do a Shechita, to, or even a Kabbalah, Halacha, Mezrika, or to bring Ketores, or to pour wine, only for Hashem, to teach you that if you do the same exact thing for Avodah Zarah, Chayiv Misa. And, but what else? There's something else. Goes further. Uba, what is the Pasuk? It's a very, very important Pasuk. This Pasuk is a critical Pasuk in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Uba v'li metcha kan, she'im darka shel Avodah Zarah lo'avda b'dover acher, kimo poer, Lifar, what does that mean? Balpar. How did the Goyim serve Balpar? They went to the bathroom. They went to the Beis Akise in front of Balpar. They went to the Beis Akise and they relieved themselves in front of the... That is the way the Goy serves the idol. So, even though it's crazy, but if that's the way the Goyim do it, that triggers a chiyuv of misa if a Jew does the same thing to the Avodah Zarah. What else? The Zerk Evin LeMarkulis. There's an idol called Markulis, which basically is three stones, two vertical stones with a horizontal stone. And the way the Goyim would serve this idol was by throwing stones at the idol. So this Zuhi Avodasa V'chayiv. So how do you know that? Because of this pasuk. This pasuk is the source to teach us that if this is the way the Goyim worship the idol, if we imitate them, that is the Chiyuv Misa. In addition, to if we worship the idol by bringing it a sacrifice, bringing ketores or nisuch hayayin, or bowing down. In other words, even though the goyim, a goy would never, ever, ever offer a sacrifice to Baal Pa'ar. Doesn't happen. A goy would never bring ketores to Marcolus. Never. So if a Jew goes along now, and he goes to the idol Baal Pa'ar, or an idol Marcolus, and he brings a sacrifice, brings ketores, or pours yayin, what would you say? Yipata! This is not the way you worship this idol. The Gemara says no, yichayif. Because since it says bilti l'Hashem levadoi, that automatically teaches us that anything that you do only to Hashem is a service. If you do it to an idol, no matter what, even though it's not the custom of a goy to do this, it doesn't matter, that triggers the chiyuv misa. And in addition, this pasuk teaches us, Eich yavdu ha-goyim es Eloheim, if a Jew does to an idol the same thing that a goy does, a meshagas of throw stones, or relieve oneself, that's also a chiyuv of misa. So there's a kagoyin poil of zeglav avon lukos zohi avodus v'chayim avol zibuch v'kita v'nitzoch v'shtachava afilu sheloi kedar kachayim. Even though it's not a derech, there's going to be a chiyuv misa if you do this to Baal Par. Okay, so we did all the Rashi's. Now let's go back and do the Targum. Targum says istamar loch, guard yourself though, maybe tiskatal, you will be tiskatitokal, a stumbling block. Okay, there are two different gersos, but I think both of the words mean the same thing. Titokel or titokal. The two different gersos, but it means he will stumble. Basrehon, basar, di yish teitzun. Okay, isn't that the exact same one we had before? I told you this, case in point. You see, it says kiyachris in the previous pasuk, yish teitzay, and here it says hishamidam. And what does the Targum say? The same exact word. The yish teitzun, the tough thing we just appended, it's the same exact word. This proves our point. Targum is always coming to simplify the Hebrew language by translating a set of words with the same exact words. This word is an extremely popular word in Tanakh. This word, the yish teitzun, it is a summary of all the different forms of shattering, breaking, shattering, obliterating, removing. This word covers a lot of words. Bikadamach, Vidilma Tispa, you'll be Tispa. What's the word Tispa? Doirish. Upen Sidroish. What's Sidroish? Tispa, a desire, like a boaya, a request. Leta'avosoin. And this is something very important. Leilo Hehem, they're gods. This is a very classic Targum. Targum, how does he translate an idol? A mistake. A to'us, an error. The Goyim, they worship idols, it's a mistake. They made a terrible mistake by worshiping an idol. Lemeimar, Echdein how, Polchin serv, Anamaya, Hoyleim, these Goyim, Yos, Ta'avos Hoin. Their mistakes. Ve'ebad, Cain, Afanan, I will imitate them. Next pasuk says, don't do so. Loisasim, Hayat, this for tomorrow. Okay, so at least we learned two psukim. We learned the Chiddush of Loreshas. Is it mean Yerusha? Does it mean to dispossess? And then we have the next word. We learned that the word Yachris and the word of Hashmada is the same. We learned the word Tinokesh. Targum says it means a stumbling block. And Rashi is according to the rules of grammar that cannot be, because the Nun does not belong there in any form whatsoever, and therefore it has to mean to be alert, state of confusion, or something along those lines of being lured into their ways. Tinokesh, you're a state of confusion. You're not in control of yourself. The Yetzirah has taken over the controls, and he's pushing you. He's pushing you towards the Avodah Zarah. And the word Leilo Hehem means a mistake. And here we learn the halachas Avodah Zarah. Any Avodah Zarah that you bow down to, or you bring a carbon, or you bring Nesachim, or you bring Ketores, Chiv Misa, even though it's not the Derech. This pasuk, how do you know that? Bilti Lashem Levada. This pasuk, Eicha Yavdu, is teaching you that if you worship an idol the way the goyim worship the idol, even though it's total nonsense, Chayiv Misa. Okay, and that was the Rashi. What else did Rashi learn in the Rashi? Important in the Rashi of Yisham Lecha. That Rashi Mipanecha, reflection. Acharei Yisham Da Mipanecha. After you get rid of them, think the same way we destroy them. Who's going to stop someone from destroying us? And the answer is, well, why did Hashem destroy them? Because they were Oyv Avodah Zarah. So if you taka, let me Avodah Zarah. Yeah, taka, someone will come for you. But if you're not an Avodah Zarah, then you'll be safe and secure. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night.
Shkoyach. Ladder, you move back to your house and the water pipes break.
Hello?
Yeah. You saw you had a double break on the block.
Where?
Near the corner, the two houses. The guy down is by Rabinowitz, works for OU, and across the street, the Spanish family.